So the Haftarah for Parshas Vayetze is the end of Sefer Hosea, from the end of Perek Yud Beis, through the very end of Sefer Hosea, until the entire end of the Sefer, including the Haftarah that we already know, Shuvah Yisrael. So this is all in the Haftarah of Vayetze. Sfaradim actually begin earlier, at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis in Hosea. We begin towards the end of Perek Yud Beis, and we begin with the pasuk, which is most directly relevant for this week's parasha. Yaakov ste'aram Yisrael Yaakov ran to Aram, Yisrael and Yisrael, who's Yaakov, worked for his wife, u'beisha shamar, and he was protected. For his wife as well. That means, like what we have in this week's parasha, that Yaakov Avinu leaves his parents and he goes to the house of Lavan and he works for his wife, Ubisha Shamar, right? And then he's protective, he guards her, etc. It's worth noting, though, that the word La'avod and Lishmar comes together, let's say, in Parashas Bereishis in Gan Eden, La'avda u'lishomra, right? We also know that La'avod is a active sense, right? The Zohar writes, Avoda is ilu p'kudin d'oraisa, these are the mitzvahs essay, and the Lishmar are the Lavan, right? In Zohar speak. Shamar is less active. There's also a taich of shamar in the sense of va'aviv shamar et hadavar, that the father waited. What that would mean is as follows, that perhaps there's two women described in this first pasuk, va'ya'avod Yisrael bi'isha, that Yaakov Avinu worked for a wife. He's working for Rachel, but also bi'isha shamar, then he delayed, he held back, he continued, right? He held on for that wife for 7 more years. Yaakov Avinu runs to Aram. Our parsha says, Vayetze Yaakov, he just left, but the Navi has Vayivrach, right? Vayetze means he leaves in a more, in a less rushed way. Vayivrach means he's more rushed, even though Rivka says, Kumbrach lecha el lavanachi charana, but Yaakov leaves in a relaxed way. Obviously, the idea is, and Dr. Eliezer Schnell, in his article in the Mitocha Ohel, has this, that although a person might feel very rushed, but Yaakov Avinu, the way the Torah describes it, is Vayetze Yaakov, he just leaves, he doesn't get all tzehist, etc. Yaakov is very dedicated, very loyal. The loyalty of Yaakov Avinu is that he works with a Lavan, tremendously loyal. He works 7 years, 7 more years, right? He stays up all night protecting the sheep, extremely loyal. The next pasuk in the Navi is Ubinavi he'elah Hashem es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Rebbe Hashem takes place out of Mitzrayim. Ubinavi nishmar. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, through the Navi, also protects, guards, is careful to keep his word. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised he'd take us out of Mitzrayim through a Navi. And Hashem takes us out of time through a Navi. The idea of the beginning of the Haftorah is loyalty. Loyalty of Yaakov Avinu, loyalty of the Ribbono Shel Olam, keeping his promise. Right? Baruch Shomer Haftachato Yisrael, same term. Right? Loyalty. Shmirah. The rest of the Haftorah seems to have nothing to do with this week's parasha. The rest of the Haftarah is like Hosea goes on these long rants. So Hosea is ranting, you know, you people of Ephraim, you're really terrible. Hiches Ephraim Tamrurim, you are violating Avodah Zarah, and you continue to violate Avodah Zarah. Lachin yiyuka anan bokeh v'chatal mashkim, right? You're going to be like a cloud, you're going to go away, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took you out of Mitzrayim, but you are rebelling against me, and you're doing Avodah Zarah, and you ask for a king, and it was the wrong thing. Like Hosea goes on and on and on and on about how bad Klal Yisrael is. And then Hosea says, by the way, don't think all is lost. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Right? In other words, don't think all is lost just because you've been so bad until now. No, still you can do tshuva. That's basically the rest of the Haftarah. It has nothing to do, l'cha'ora, with these first two psukim, which is the link to the parasha. However, there is a link, which is as follows. Ephraim, right, meaning Malchus Yisrael, they are disloyal. They are Oved Avodah Zarah. They are not showing loyalty to the Rabbanu Shalom who takes them out of Mitzrayim. Unlike Yaakov Avinu, who is extremely loyal, the people of Ephraim are terribly disloyal. Lavan is the Av Tipus for the people of Ephraim who are disloyal. The lesson is as follows. In Rav Moshe Lichtenstein's Sefer, he has the idea in that, you know, throughout Tanakh, we compare Avodah Zarah to Zanus. And the comparison of a woman who has an affair is the same as when the Jewish people do Avodah Zarah. Because it's supposed to be a loyal relationship, and you are breaking that relationship. Rav Moshe makes a point which I think is really interesting, which is that there's like two terms in Hebrew for a woman who has an affair. There's sota and there's zona. There are two types of affairs. You could have a woman who has an extramarital affair because she has this person who she loves. And to some extent, the person is loyal to that person. I once actually sat on the Din Torah in the Beis Din. I thought the guy was like the biggest jerk ever. Because the guy admitted in the Beis Din that he had an affair. But he's like, no, I'm a loyal person. I never once cheated on my mistress. So we look at this guy, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I can't. He said this in the Beis Din. Like, I never once cheated on my mistress. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein is making the point, you know what? That's not okay. But that's a lot better on some level than someone who has absolutely no loyalty. A sota is someone who has, what's the term? Paramador? It has like one person that she's with. She has an affair, one guy. A zona is someone whose mom is sleeping around with everybody. You could be an Oved Avodah Zarah in the sense of, you know what? You don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have one power that you go to. But it's much worse if you're an Oved Avodah Zarah, if you are just running around. You have no loyalty to anybody. When I need this, I'll go to the god on top of the mountain in Nepal. I need this, I'll go to the god in India. I'll go to different gods here, there, and yonder. That's like a zona. That, again, they're not good. Both of them are not good. But it's worse to play around, to not have any loyalty. The Rav Moshe points out that Hosea's attack on Klal Yisrael's Avodah Zarah is different than the attack of all the other Nevi'im. The other Nevi'im are speaking about, you know, guys, you rebelled against your Ribbono Shel Olam. You're disloyal. Kadosh Baruch Hu did this to you. That's bad. But in Hosea, the language is, you were so bad, you're disloyal to me, and you're not even loyal to anybody. You're running around all the time. You're choosing any god, any Avodah Zarah, that's good enough for you. Right? It's the Zona equivalent. And that, Rav Moshe says, is the is what Hosea is getting at. So I think the lessons of the Haftorah are the fact that Klal Yisrael are rebelling against the Ribbono Shel Olam doing Avodah Zarah. That's a Lavan type of thing. But it's also anything that will give them benefit and enjoyment, etc., is good enough. They are not loyal in any way. And to have some semblance of loyalty is better than having a garnished mitgarnished. So these are some of the points. Questions, comments?
So when we say this by Shabbos Shuva, are we trying to also impress the same idea of loyalty? And clearly in the past year, you haven't done that.
I think so. In other words, Shuva is saying that even though you have been really disloyal and don't think all is lost, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still giving you a chance to straighten things out. Right? Like, all you have to do is Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, like, come back. Right? That's what you got to do. Right? You come back, Kichui Machem Dvarim, you do Vidui, right? That's all you, right? That's like the Shuva element of it. But Shuva, I think the Radak makes this point beferish. At the end of Sefer Hosea, he's saying, don't think you're like them. Don't think you're like the people of Ephraim who are unredeemable. The people of Ephraim are not unredeemable. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Right? There is a chance. Come back. Okay. Any other questions, comments, observations? Or do we just say good Shabbos?